I think the things that the public wants to read about and the things that writers want to write about are changing. I think there has been a significant move in the past 10 years away from biographies of writers, which were once the dominant form, not very long ago, to biographies of historical and political figures, and interestingly, the biographies of painters and other creative figures, in one or two places, even biographies of composers. And these have become much more widely written and widely read than biographies of writers.
In terms of book sales, how much a proportion falls to biography these days? Roughly.
No idea. I mean, it depends on what you include. If you include all the forms of biography which are categorised formally as biography, in the UK it's probably about 5 or 6%. All forms of books, it's probably about 5 or 6%. But obviously that includes vast amounts of fiction and non-fiction of many different kinds. So it's a relatively small part, but 5 or 6% is still quite a large number. There are about 1,000 new biographies published every year in the UK. That figure was falling until quite recently, but is now rising again, partly, I think, because more biographies are being published by their writers in using the modern forms of technology that are available. I think perhaps the most existential challenge to biography is whether the records are going to be there for future biographies to draw upon. Obviously, letters were a principal form of biography in earlier periods, so of course they had to be used pretty carefully. People don't generally write long letters to each other anymore. Communication is shorter, perhaps less revealing of the personalities of the writer, and above all, in technological terms, more ephemeral. Most or a lot of people communicate with each other, if they write, now by email, increasingly by text, and how recoverable these forms are going to be in 40 or 50 years' time is not at all clear.